This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced setting up of a national turmeric board and Samakka Saraka Tribal University for Telangana. Speaking after inaugurating and dedicating several developmental projects at Mehboobnagar this afternoon, he said the National Turmeric Board will extend help to all turmeric farmers. He also announced 900 crore rupees for the tribal university. He dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of several other developmental projects worth over 13,500 crore rupees. Stating that the infrastructure development will augment economic activity in the region, he emphasized that these infrastructure and developmental projects will increase the employment opportunities and improve the lives of people. Referring to the food processing mega park, he said it specially helps people of Hanumankonda, Warangal, Khammam and Mehboobnagar districts. Later, addressing a public meeting at Palamuru Praja Garjana, Mr. Modi assured that efforts are being made by the centre to help out farmers of the state. He said 10,000 crore rupees have been spent through PM Kisan Samman Nidhi in Telangana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining mega cleanliness drives ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 this morning to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places, including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship across the country. In the national capital, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Ministers Bhupendra Yadav, Dharmendra Pradhan, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Hardeep Singh Puri, Meenakshi Lekhi, Rajiv Chandrasekhar and other leaders participated in the Swachhata Abhiyan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that the Modi government has built 12 crore toilets within just 3 years. More than 7 lakh events took place today for the mega cleanliness drive across the country. Over 6 lakh 40,000 sites were adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega drive. In Rajasthan, the Election Commission has completed all the required preparations for the ensuing assembly election. The full team of Election Commission has expressed satisfaction over the preparedness. The Commission is on a 3-day visit of the state to assess the preparations. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has made an appeal to youth and women voters to go for the poll at the maximum extent. Addressing a press conference in Jaipur today, he said that 21,90,000 people are first-time voters in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games in Hangzhou, India added 3 more gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze to its kitty, taking the overall medals tally to 46 today. The medals tally includes 13 gold, 17 silver and 16 bronze. India currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. Today, 2 gold medals came in athletics and 1 in men's trap team shooting event. In athletics, Avinash Mukund Sable won the gold in 3000 meter men's steeplechase with an Asian Games record timing of 8.19.50. In short putt, Tajinder Pal Singh Tur produced a throw of 20.36 in men's short putt final to give India their second gold in athletics. Harmilan Benz got the silver in women's 1500 meter race. In shooting, Kainan Darius Chennai and Prithviraj Tondaiman won the gold in the men's team trap event. India also bagged the silver medal in the women's trap team event courtesy of Rajeshwari Kumari, Manisha Keer and Preeti Rajak. Later in the men's individual trap, Kainan Darius Chennai in an exciting game managed to score 32 points, securing the bronze for the country. With this, India's shooting campaign concluded today. In the women's individual golf event, Aditi Ashok bagged the silver medal. She is the first ever Indian women golfer to win a medal at the Asian Games. News just in, Indian racer Ajay Kumar Saroj has won the silver